and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And our farmers right across the MFR patch are suffering right now with slow growing conditions. Whether it's grass or crops, the cold winds and cold nights are keeping growth right back. The fertiliser is on, the rain's washed it all in, but now we need some heat in the ground. That's a comment I've heard a few times over this past few days. Also in the news, those milk price cuts coming from Dairy Crest on the 1st of May, closely followed by announcements from Wiseman Mullers of June the 1st cuts, both amounting to a savage 2 pence a litre. They've been followed by the domino effect of others cutting by the same 2 pence, including Arla Dairies and Woodcocks. But worryingly, French company Lactalis have cut with less than 24 hours notice by 0.6 pence a litre, and that applies to 180 or so southwest of Scotland producers. A quick question from us to dairy industry expert Ian Potter. Do you think further cuts are planned? Produced an equally quick response. Yes, without doubt. As yet, there's no news from local dairy Grahams at Nairn, but keep an ear on MFR Farming and we'll keep you in touch with developments as they happen. But for now, we're talking breakfast and what we eat at the start of the day in the north of Scotland. Here's the results of a survey with celebrity chef Joe Pratt to explain.
Well, I'm sorry to say it's not the traditional Scottish porridge. Toast is top. I think most people in your area really are going for toast over breakfast time. It's, I think, probably due to, the fact that it's so quick and convenient and people can just sort of tailor it to how they want to eat it, really.
Does our breakfasting habit change, Joe, as the week goes on? I mean, is it different on the Saturday and Sunday from Monday to Friday?
It is. You know, it's funny, in your area, actually, talking about sort of what you're doing Monday to Friday, a lot of you are eating your breakfast between 7 and 8 in the morning, which is quite an early start, I think. And then when it comes to weekends, there's about 20% of you that are going for something cooked, a little bit more substantial, I guess. I think it's probably down to time. We all tend to sort of rush around so much in the week, and if we're not working at the weekends, it's nice to just chill out a little bit and enjoy your breakfast, and I guess have it at a later time of the day as well.
So no surprises there, I guess. But what a shame that most of us don't or can't take more time to eat the slow burn like the porridge or some of the cereals. At least, though, we do make up for it at weekends. And I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as ever, with more MFR Farming.